Hi guys! As you know, we've recently gotten back from a trip to Italy. A dream trip, I might add.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. While we were there, we did a couple of day trips, and one of those was to the Cinque Terre.
And if you, in case you didn't know, or you've never been, the Cinque Terre is a series of five small fishing villages.
Yeah, and these villages have kind of taken on a life of their own, and they've become major tourist destinations. I mean, they're tiny.
And the cool thing is, you know, day trips. So if you're staying in a bigger city like Florence, look and see where, you know, you could go on a day trip.
Absolutely.
Because there were so many of those. You have them from Rome and Naples and Milan, Venice, all of these places where you could go and see a little bit of the authentic Italy.
Day trips can be a lot of fun and can give you, I mean, all this extra stuff that you get to go see, you know, and if you plan it in to the length of your stay, then you're not missing anything anywhere. You're just getting bonus travel, right. You know.
And that's one of the things that, you know, I've had a lot of friends that absolutely love the Cinque Terre to death. That's like their favorite place in Italy. And then other people, you know, there's some cool stuff, but maybe not their favorite. But remember, it's all about your individual perspective.
Yes. And my individual perspective was, it made my little Disney Pixar heart so happy because this area is where the film Luca was loosely based on. And everywhere you turned, you could just see that movie playing in your head because the scenery it's all there. It is all there. And if you haven't seen it, watch the movie and then check it out because it is so beautiful.
And that's one of the things about this is, you know, for me, the favorite thing there was just the views. It's built on the side of a mountain.
Yes.
And, you know, you have the, you know, you have the ocean right there. You have these massive boulders or rocks in the, you know, in the harbors and, you know, the waves are hitting those crashing.
It's so hard to describe the level of beauty that's there. So we're going to drop some pictures and videos in here and you guys watch them because I mean words can't describe how gorgeous it is to see those colorful houses.
Right. And again, each one of them has their own very slight, you know, difference and their own little individuality. They're all linked together and four of them are linked together by a train. So you just get off. The train's pretty simple. One of them, the one that we didn't visit, is you get off the train and you walk straight up. So if you're one of those people that enjoy hiking, things like that, you know, it would be a cool thing.
Yeah, be prepared for the hills though. It's not going to be an easy hike.
And, you know, one of the things that was a little bit different from us, and so, you know, our evaluation is based on probably the time of year that we went.
Yeah, we went, it was winter. I mean, January, it's cold. It was raining, and we went on a Sunday. And in Italy, on Sundays, everything, for the most part, kind of shuts down.
Yeah, I mean, they are very religious, and they're, you know, there was a church that I was going to go bebopped in there, and then I walked halfway in and realized, hey, they're having mass.
Yes.
So waited an hour and then went in, and it was amazing.
Yeah, it's part of it. It's part of traveling. You know, you have to realize when things are going to be best experienced, you know, because you have to take in to account the season, the weather, and the day you're visiting.
And the day of the week's important because, yeah. you know, in big cities, in some areas, museums are closed on certain days and stuff. So make sure you know that ahead of time.
And along that same line, also check to see if they offer free days during the week because yeah. Italy does that. I want to think it's Mondays, but I'm not sure. So check that out. But a lot of times, some museums do offer free entrance on certain days of the week.
And so. If you're traveling with kids, sometimes if they have a student ID and they're under 18, they'll let those kids in free.
Yeah, yeah. But I do agree that, you know, the views are probably one of the biggest things about the Cinque Terre. And it's so pretty.
And I think it's one of those places that if you want some solitude and just the beauty of the water and you know, I could imagine renting somewhere where there's a balcony and just sitting there writing or, you know, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Hint for, you know, your wife would love to do that one day.
Oh, okay.
That was not so subtle. One of the things that I thought was kind of cool, we were able to get some really, really good food when we were there. And not only that, we were able to get gluten-free food for me, which is difficult in itself. It's easier in Italy, believe it or not, much easier to eat gluten-free in Italy than it is here in the U.S. But we found this restaurant that had fantastic pasta. The service was amazing. The people were so nice. And we got to really sit down and just enjoy it.
And you know, again, that's one of the things that Marnie and I, we vowed that we're going to take our time. Every
yes.
restaurant's going to be at least an hour, you know, because so many times we get in, scarf our food down, and then go. The Italians, when you're there, you know, kind of experience life like them. I'm not saying you have to have a four-hour dinner or a four-hour lunch, but I am saying enjoy
it. I'm not opposed to their way of life right. at all. Right. I love it. But yeah, we really enjoyed that because it wasn't crowded. Because of the time we went, and it was nice just to sit there and relax, and there was a big window beside us, so we got to people watch. And
people watching is a fun thing, especially when you get to see, in this particular time, you know, since tourism was not at its peak or whatever, you know, there was one part we looked down from the train station, and we saw a group of elderly men down there just having this conversation. They all kind of meet up there, and it reminds me of, you know, people here in the U.S. that have their little group of friends that they maybe meet at McDonald's or
yeah.
you know, Hardee's in the morning.
They were just out in the middle of the street hanging out, talking, laughing, and it was so great to see. I love that. I love seeing
the
real
authentic,
life.
Yeah, yeah. When you go, especially in the off-season, you get to see the authentic Italy rather than the tourist area.
Yes, and a lot of them also had their fur babies with them. And we saw a lot of cats.
And what was really interesting.
And we love cats.
What was really interesting was that one, when we first got into one of those towns, and it was a three-story kind of building, and there was this little balcony, and like two cats were sitting there just kind
of
looking
yeah,
down.
One of them was watching TV in the house beside the window, and the other was on the outside of the windowsill looking down at us, judging us harshly.
And then, you know, there was one story went in that it was like named after the two cats.
Yes.
And so I thought that was pretty cool.
Yes, and they ran that store. Yeah. They were walking
oh, yeah.
everywhere,
oh, yeah.
and they were so sweet. It was so cute and just absolutely loved it. Now, one of the things that was different to me, and I know that I should have expected this, but for some reason it still caught me a little off guard, was how different their beaches are.
Right.
I mean, I know they are a fishing village, but there was no sand in several of them, you know.
And that's one of the things that, you know, again, oftentimes, depending on where you're from, we're from Florida, where, you know, there is a lot of beautiful white sand beaches, and we're a huge tourist destination as well. That is a lot different.
Yeah, it really is. The one place that did have some sand still had big rocks that you were walking on or right. laying on. And someone said that was within our tour group there that was on the trip with us, they said that people use yoga mats
yep.
to lay on the rocks so that they don't hurt, you know. And I was like, okay, well, that's kind of a genius idea.
Yeah, those were the Australians who were also talking about the difference in beaches,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right. Oh, I forgot they were from Australia. Yep. Yes, yes, because she was a teacher as right, well, right. Which they were traveling. You know, that was kind of cool to meet up with them. Now, something that was also kind of not a letdown, we knew it was coming, but we didn't know that pretty much everything would be closed right. The day we went, you know.
And again, you know, it's all relative. I mean, it's a Sunday, you know, it's people are in church. We went, you know, now we did, there were restaurants open and things like that. And yeah. So, you know, it wasn't, you know, like a ghost town, but compared to what my friends have talked about when they go in the summer, things like that, you know, I think it was.
Yeah, it's supposed to be vastly different in the summer. It's crowded. There, you know, everything's open. All the tourist spots, all the restaurants are open. And there's so much going on at that time. We just caught the total opposite of it.
And you know, the cool thing is about traveling in the off season, it's almost always cheaper.
Yes.
But one of the things you've got to realize that, you know, what our expectation from where we live and going to different cultures, different areas, because I could tell you, based on what we've seen, those beaches, rocks and all, they're packed and it's elbow to elbow. You know, so again, those people love it there. You know, it's probably not for us, but then again, we're a little spoiled.
Just a little bit. But that's okay. I mean, it's still gorgeous. It's still something I think everybody should experience. I mean, if nothing else, just to go
right.
Experience those views and to say you've been, check it off your bucket list, and to see the beautiful, colorful houses on the cliffside, go do it. I want to go back. Even though we hit it at a weird time, I want to go back and see it as it's meant to be seen, you know. Yeah.
So, you know, and again, the difference is the temperature is going to be in the 90s when we go back in the summer, you know. But, you know, it's definitely something to look forward to.
Yeah, I would probably suggest spring.
Right. Spring is a great time to travel in Italy specifically.
Yeah, it really is. Well, that's going to do it for today, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. And remember, hit that like and subscribe button. Subscribe to our channel so you don't miss anything. And remember, break the monotony.
Not the bank.
Bye, guys.
Have a good week.